Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to another splendid episode on the silsila Treasures of Wisdom. And we pray and hope that you and your families are in the best of health. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Subhanallah, I am joined by our very special guest, and that is none other than our honorable and respected Mawlana Muhammad Tabriz Nuri, Hafizahullahu Ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
MashaAllah, how are you keeping, Mawlana Sahib?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Mawlana Sahib.
MashaAllah.
How about you?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Under all circumstances, no matter what state we may be in, but we should always, you know, be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether we have less in life or whether we have more in life. MashaAllah, Masab, it gives me a real honor to have you joining me today. MashaAllah, I actually feel much happy when you sit with me, when you join me. MashaAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you more and more. So, dear viewers of Madani channel, before we dive deep into our topic of discussion, which is wonders of Jannah. Yes. Wonders of paradise. Subhanallah. We would be discussing about the interesting facts of Jannah, those actions, those good deeds that you do, which will enable you to enter Jannah, inshallah. So before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, he has mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a tree in paradise. And this tree, it bears fruit larger than an apple, smaller than a pomegranate, softer than butter, sweeter than honey, and more fragrant than musk. Subhanallah. Its branches are pearls, its trunk is gold, and its leaves are emeralds. Who would eat this fruit? He says, only those who send an abundance of salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can eat the fruit from this tree. So let us all collectively, full of love, recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed us in this world, in this dunya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us a very great wealth. And that is the wealth of iman. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we learn that this dunya, this world, is a prison for the believers and a paradise, a heaven for the disbelievers, for the kuffar. And the Quran teaches us that this world, this dunya, is nothing but play and amusement. And this world is temporary. It is such a world, such a dunya, that would not last forever. We are here to follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to follow the sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to do good deeds. Because by us doing good deeds, we will see it in the hereafter. And that will enable us to gain entry into Jannah by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, besides this dunya, besides this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also created two other worlds, two other realms. One is paradise, Jannah, the realm of blessings, the world of blessings, and the other is hell, the world and realm of punishment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared so many special blessings in Jannah, in paradise, for the believers. Such blessings, Allahu Akbar, Masabi is mentioned, such blessings that no eye has ever seen. No ear has ever heard of. And no one has ever thought of such a place. Subhanallah. And the definitions, the examples, you know, that we come across in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Holy Quran. These examples, dear viewers of Madani channel, they are actually there to describe paradise, right? It describes paradise only so that we can understand it. It is used to aid us in understanding it. Otherwise, the greatest thing in this dunya, in this world, it holds no significance whatsoever in comparison to Jannah. This world cannot even be compared to Jannah. Now, one may ask that, okay, how large, how big is Jannah, subhanallah? And for this, we go towards the Holy Quran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the translation from Kanzul Iman, and hasten towards forgiveness from your Rabb, and paradise, which is as vast as the heavens and the earth, it has been prepared for the righteous, subhanallah. Now, under this ayah, the commentary and the tafsir of this ayah, it is mentioned that hurry towards paradise, hurry towards Jannah and the forgiveness of your Rabb by repenting from sins, number one. Number two, fulfilling what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made obligatory upon you. Number three, performing good deeds. Number four, carrying out all your actions, all your good actions with sincerity, subhanallah. So, Masab, we see that, you know, this tafsir, it is so beautiful. And it is, you know, telling us that we need to hurry towards the forgiveness of our Rabb. Hurry towards Jannah, hurry towards paradise.
Kaabat.
So how does a person go about that? You know, one is, it's mentioned here, a person repenting from his sins. This is one of those ways. So how does, you know, a person attain all of this? How can a person repent from his sins? And if a person does not, then what is his outcome in this regard? Because the Quran is telling us, hasten towards paradise.
Towards paradise. MashaAllah. Actually, Murana Sahib, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is a very sasta soda. A very cheap deal, should be said.
Allah, Allah.
Allah Kareem has mentioned, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ. As you mentioned, Mawlana Sahib, the whole idea in this verse is to let man know, insan know, that hasten towards forgiveness is hastening towards Jannah. Hasten towards Salah is hastening towards Jannah.
Subhanallah.
Hasten towards giving charity. Rush towards that. Give an abundance. Giving an abundance and having a heart generous as the ocean is hastening towards Jannah. Any virtuous action that you perform for the pleasure of Allah, and you are hastening in that action, is hastening towards Jannah.
Subhanallah.
So if you look at our actions right now, if a person is slow in his amal, he is walking very slowly towards Jannah. If he is quick in his action, it means he is hastening towards Jannah.
Subhanallah.
If he is dead in his actions, whereas he doesn't perform virtuous deeds, it means he is not even moving towards Jannah. So the actions that you perform would show what pace are you towards Jannah.
Right.
What pace are you moving at? The awliya and the salihin, they were on full force, Mawlana Sahib.
Subhanallah.
If you look at it, for example, in 48 hours, we have, you know, in 24 hours, we have 5 daily salahs. Our prayers and units put together is 48 for Fajr, Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, Isha.
All together. Right.
Right. And Allah Kareem wants us to earn Jannah through our worship. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given Rabi'a bin Aslami the option to ask for whatever he would want to ask for. The one who was the Khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we all know the narration very well. Hazrat Sayyidina Rabi'a bin Aslami radiyallahu anhu said, As'aluka murafaqataka fil jannah. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I ask for anything, then it is only your companionship.
Allah.
So what the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said at the end, awa ghayra dhalik, is there anything else besides this? He says, no, I only want to be your companion in Jannah. Upon which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then advised and aid and help by performing abundance of prostrations. Help me by excessively worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla with more prostrations, with more sujood. So Jannah can be earned through the rahmat of Allah Azza wa Jalla and with the actions of the banda. The more actions you perform would show that you are moving towards Jannah. So hastening here, Mawlana Sahib, is that important aspect that you all should look at our actions, perform introspection and see at what pace am I at?
Yes.
What's my speed? Am I slack in my journey towards Jannah? Am I sluggish? Am I moving faster? And your actions will determine how fast you are moving, Mawlana Sahib.
SubhanAllah, and this is exactly what we need to do, because everyone desires Jannah. Everyone desires to be in Jannah. I mean, no one wants to go to hell. No one wants to go to Jahannam. Everyone wants to go to Jannah. And the pathway to Jannah is not an easy one. You know, people will think that Jannah will be getting Jannah, but the pathway, the road leading to Jannah is filled with difficulties, with sadness and with anxiety, with thorns in your way. It is filled with all of that. And on the other hand, you have Jahannam. And the road going towards Jahannam is filled with comfort, with luxuries, etc. So we need to choose, you know, wisely, what do we want? You know, and we, every believer, everyone wants to be in Jannah. And you know, Masab, you've mentioned this beautiful narration of the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he asked for the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. Look at their mindset.
That
they weren't just concerned about gaining Jannah. No. Rather, their main concern was that I want to be with my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. Jannah to Firdaus. SubhanAllah. So dear viewers of Madani channel, paradise, Jannah, which we all desire for, was described in a way we can understand. As you know, the largest things we can see are the sky and earth. These are the biggest things that we can see, is the sky and the earth. If they were lined up, the size of paradise can still not even be estimated. Allahu Akbar. It is the narrow-mindedness of man, of insan, that a person is surprised by the enormous size of something and asks where it has been placed. Allahu Akbar. So some may ask, you know, where is paradise? And in this regard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the translation from Kanzul Iman that paradise is at the low tree, at Sidratul Muntaha, the paradise of eternal residence. Jannatul Ma'wa is near it. So the companion, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was asked if Jannah is on the earth or in the sky. So he said, which earth or sky can accommodate paradise, can accommodate Jannah? So someone asked, then where is it? And he answered and said that it is above the skies. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Jannah, paradise, is a place of such great and immense majesty, full of blessings. And it is granted to those who please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's where, you know, the believers, the mu'mineen, will even see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Quran, it expands upon the greatness of Jannah, of paradise, in so many verses. Allahu Akbar. So, Masab, a person may ask that, you know, how large is Jannah? You know, we know that there are so many levels in Jannah. So how large is Jannah? Is paradise? And
Baba, I'm just focusing on that wonderful narration you already have presented with regards to ulama ikram have explained, you know, in the light of many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there are many levels of Jannah. And we have read this in numerous other ahadith, that the distance between each level in Jannah is like the distance between the earth and the sky. So huge. No eye, as you said in the very beginning, has ever seen, or no heart has ever imagined or perceived anything as Jannah. However, ताकि हम इस चीज को समझे. नाउ व्हाट इज द फर्देस्ट डिस्टेंस यू एंड आई कैन एवर अंडरस्टैंड, द डिस्टेंस बिटवीन फ्रॉम हियर टू मार्स, द अदर प्लैनेट्स, राइट? एंड वी सी इन आवर गैलेक्सी, सी इन आवर यूनिवर्स, ऑल दीज galaxies and all these planets and everything that we have in our Milky Way, it's just amazing, right?
Subhanallah.
Imagine this entire universe fitting in just one level of Jannah.
Allahu Akbar.
And this is for the muttaqeen. This is for those who obey Allah. This is for those who listen to Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is for those who are hastening towards maghfirah. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. So once again, Mawlana Sahib, this is the width and the breadth and the length of Jannah. Just for us to understand, if you look at the trees of Jannah, there are numerous hadith that explains wonderful things about Jannah, such as, for example, one hadith says about the wonderful gates of Jannah. So huge gates. One hadith explains that when these gates will be open for the Jannatis and they will have to be walking into Jannah.
Allah.
May Allah Kareem make it such that we are holding the daman of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and entering into Jannah with him in Jannah to Firdaus. That is the actual beauty of being in Jannah, that you with your Aqa and your Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, the gates would creak, Mawlana Sahib, when the Jannatis will be shoulder to shoulder, rubbing shoulders together, and they will be entering Jannah, inshallah.
So many will be entering into Jannah that the gates will creak.
Then there's a tree in Jannah, according to some ahadith we learn about the tree of paradise. You know, there are wonderful things in Jannah. And subhanallah, the roots of this tree is made of gold and silver. Yeah. And subhanallah, the branches are huge.
Allah.
So the hadith states this tree is so huge in Jannah that if a person is riding on a fast horse, it would take him 500 years and yet he would still be running under the shade of this tree.
Allahu Akbar.
This person will be on his conveyance on a fast riding horse for 500 years and he would not come out of the shade of this tree. So imagine, jab ye ek darakht ka kamal hai Mawlana Sahib. This is a speciality or this is a description of this one tree. And there are the beauties of Jannah, the beautiful bahars of Jannah that one cannot even think as to what he will gain. But if you place all those wonderful narrations, you ask me about the size and now we're talking about the beauty, however, because this is Jannah, Mawlana Sahib. Yani, jis taraf humko badhna hai, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. We are commanded to haste towards Jannah, but we don't even want to know about Jannah. Jannat mein kya hai, kya bahare hain, aur kya mazeed cheezein hain. If you're inquisitive and you want to know, like sahaba ikram wanted to know, so they would ask the one who saw Jannah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the beloved Rasul would describe Jannah and explain to his sahaba ikram about Jannah. See, for example, many people from Pakistan are coming to South Africa, from South Africa going to other countries like UK, Makkah al-Mukarramah, Madinah al-Munawwarah. Achha, jaane se pehle hum ye check karte hain ki kaun si hotel mein rehna hai, what type of hotel, how many stars it has, khana wahan ka kaisa hai, facilities kaisa hai, wahan ke log kaise hain, wagaira, wagaira, wagaira.
Right.
You take all these descriptions because you want to be happy when you are there. You don't want to be disappointed when you are there, right?
Yes.
So much of investigation, even months before your travel, you have everything booked, everything laid out, to everything is planned, itinerary is in front of you. You will go through the itinerary many a times, you will change it at times. You want to know where you're going. Thus, we all know that we want to die and we have to die. We have to try our level best and leave this world as a Muslim.
Yes.
Achha, marne ke baad hum jahan ja rahe hain, toh kya wahan ka pata nahin karna hai? Mazid malumat hasil nahi karni hai. Don't we want to learn more about paradise from the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Now imagine when we give this world our everything, our tan man dhan is for dunya. At the end of the day, people are giving everything for the dunya, 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 dunya. Lekin when this world is nothing in comparison to Jannah, Mawlana Sahib, then you realize I only had 40, 50 years, and in my 40, 50 years, instead of, you know, working towards that Jannah, which whose length and width and breadth is so huge,
and lasts forever also.
And lasts forever, it's not temporary as this world.
Yeah.
But I have given my temporary age to this temporary world. And I never work for the eternal abode, which is Jannah, which is, you know, the day of Akhirah. So, Mawlana Sahib, it's a serious matter.
Yeah.
This matter, it depends on a person. How serious is he that he wants to go to Jannah? And we're not even asking for Jannah in a hurry. Sahaba Ikram would not only ask for Jannah, they would ask for Huzur's companionship in Jannah, as we
look
just
at
the hadith, right? So we are commanded to at least ask for Jannah. Here Sahaba Ikram taught us, don't only ask for Jannah when you're asking Rasulullah or when you are given the option by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then don't ask for Jannah. Ask for the owner of Jannah in Jannah,
subhanAllah.
And you will be with him in Jannah as well. So we learn this from the actions of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. Once again, Munana Sahib, if a person thinks that the wonders and the sceneries of this world can mesmerize him, then he had seen nothing of the hereafter.
I mean, you know, Munana Sahib, a person may see a huge fancy building and be so mesmerized by it, touring the world and seeing beautiful buildings, big palaces and, you know, mansions, etc. And naturally, a person will tend, you know, to find it so attractive and be so mesmerized by it. That is, you know, the beauty only in this dunya. But what about the houses, the palaces, the mansions in Jannah? What about their beauty? You know, what is the houses of Jannah made of? What are the palaces of Jannah made of? And it is mentioned, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that in Jannah, in paradise, palaces exist made from clear, precious jewels. The outside of these palaces can be viewed from inside, from within, and vice versa also. The walls, they are made of gold and silver bricks, and they are held together with musk as cement. Look at the difference, Manasa, between the way we construct homes over here and the way homes and palaces are constructed in Jannah, that it's held together with musk. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah.
Really amazing.
And the ground is made of saffron, whilst pearls and rubies are the stones of Jannah.
Allah.
Here we have ordinary stones and we just kick them around here, there, but in Jannah, stones, it won't be ordinary stones, Allahu Akbar. It would be stones of pearls and rubies. And according to one narration, it is mentioned that in Jannatul Adn, they are bricks of white pearl, ruby and emerald, with musk as cement, saffron as grass. And pearls as stones, amber as soil. And we are concerned so much about the palaces and the houses of this dunya, where in those houses they are so much unique and totally different from the houses and palaces of this world. Imam Ghazali, rahimahullah, he mentions and he said that it is strange. He says it is strange that if your friends or your neighbors, they surpass you in wealth or the size of their homes, they beat you in it, and if you begin to feel bitter and your life becomes difficult due to jealousy. He says the best option for you is to make your abode in paradise.
Allah,
to make your abode,
Allah,
to make your home in Jannah. But there are many who will exceed you in there as well. How and why? Because of their good deeds. They will exceed you because of their good deeds. So the world and all its wealth can never ever be equal to them. This was the houses, the buildings of Jannah that we were talking about. Subhanallah. Let us go towards the beverages, towards the drinks of Jannah. As usually when we go to restaurants or when we go to someone's house and they put water there, they put juice there, maybe they put a cold drink on one side, and a person instantly, because water, mashallah, we're drinking every day, but a person now, he would see something exquisite and he would go for that beverage, for that drink. He would go for that juice or for this or for that. And we get so, you know, mesmerized by the taste of it, by the look of it. Some juices you see is blue on the top, red at the bottom, all different colors. And we get so excited. But the drinks of Jannah, the beverages of Jannah, the views of Madani Channel, they are something else. The most delicious drinks in this world are incomparable to the drinks and beverages of Jannah. The taste of the drinks in this world, they only last for a few moments, and then after that it's gone. But in Jannah, paradise contains four rivers which have streams through everyone's home. Imagine this, Munasab. Streams, four rivers and streams running through every single person's home. And these four rivers are rivers of milk, river of water, of honey and wine. And subhanallah, in Jannah, it is a bit different. Here, the rivers flow below the ground. But in Jannah, they would flow above it. Subhanallah. One side of the river bends, they are made from pearl, and the other side from ruby. Whilst the river beds, they are made of pure musk. And the wine of paradise is unlike, you know, the foul-smelling and bitter, intoxicating alcohol of this world. Masab, we spoke about the buildings of Jannah. We've spoken about the beverages, the drinks of Jannah. What about the food, the heavenly food of Jannah? How will that food be? How would, you know, people receive that food? Because nowadays we taste so many different varieties of food. Sometimes we attend a function and there's a buffet there, and we go all out in trying this one, in trying that one. And at times when we burp, then our burp, it can disturb another person, causing inconvenience to him because of eating so much. No, it causes discomfort to another person. But in Jannah, what will be the scenario of this? How would people, you know, enjoy their meals? How would they burp be, etc.?
Yes, Mawlana Sahib, this is another aspect of all this blessing that you're mentioning about. You spoke about the drinks, and I was also wandering around there, you know, right, about the different levels of drinks and all. And in fact, before we even answer this question, since you spoke about drinks and all of that first, right?
Right.
Of course, pure wine, sharab and tahura, what
right.
I spoke about. And this as well will be given in proportion, Mawlana Sahib.
Mm-hmm.
The moment a Jannati thought of drinking of milk, he desired to drink water, he decided to drink pure wine. Whatever desire he had, according to his desire, mm-hmm. that drink and beverage will be presented to him,
Allah,
in that portion.
Mm-hmm. Subhanallah. So just exactly. Nothing less, nothing more.
If he desired to drink a half glass of pure wine, for example,
right,
that much will appear in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
It would not be more or less that he will have to waste.
Allah.
Not nice to drink it, for example.
Right.
Likewise with the food. If there's a bird flying and he desired to have the meat of the bird, that bird would be cooked and roasted as per his desire and would be presented before him on a plate.
Allah.
This is the power of Allah Azza wa Jalla that you and I have never imagined, Mawlana Sahib. This is the blessings of listening to Allah. This is the blessings of obeying Allah Azza wa Jalla. When He says, do not do this, and we don't do that, thus in return you shall get that. It's like a child that we say, as a small child who's 2-3 years, you know, don't do this, don't, daddy will buy for you this, daddy will give you that. Example, bachche ki misal dene ke liye. I'm using him a child's misal to make you understand. And when the child does the opposite of what parents say, how hurtful it is to the parents that my child is disobedient. I'm giving you everything from a small age. And this is how you talk to me. This is how you behave towards me. This is how you treat your mother and your father. What not we did for you till university. And this listing doesn't stop. The more you do for your children, the more you have a longer list to see what you have done, right? Likewise, Mawlana Sahib, Allah Kareem is our Rabb, our Creator. He created us. And for His bandas, He prepared Jannah. If you perform virtuous deeds and you obey Allah Azza wa Jalla, in exchange for your virtuous actions, Allah is giving you paradise. And if you made some flops in life, He is willing to forgive you as well.
Subhanallah.
So this is Jannah, Mawlana Sahib, the food of something which you can't even imagine. However, subhanallah, with regards to the burp and all of that, it is stated, Mawlana Sahib, when a Jannati will burp, it will let out beautiful scent and fragrance.
Allah.
It would never have any smell in it that will make the next person feel yucky or feel bad. Like in the dunya, in Ramadan especially, when the person opens his fast and he hits a burp in one of the sections of the musalla, the next person knows what has been eaten before Allah, iftar, Allah. You know, I mean, before iftar itself. But in Jannah, it's not like that. Mawlana Sahib, inshallah, in Jannah, burp and all of these things will not be there. Sweat would let out a very beautiful odor instead of a bad. Dunya mein agar koi nana hai, to badbu aati hai. Person stinks and he smells and it lets out a bad smell. People would want to sit next to him. But in Jannah, there is no such thing like that. See, there's no takleef, Mawlana Sahib. A person wouldn't have the need to go to the toilet for him to burp. All these are defects, Mawlana Sahib. You know, they are there, of course, to digest the food, but everything will disappear. And a person wouldn't have to go through all of those challenges that he went through in the world. This is the reward from Allah for those actions that you have done as you pleased Him. So it's something that you never imagine. Imagine living in the world without burping, or when you burp, you let out a good smell. Subhanallah. Imagine Allah, you're sweating, Allah, but the sweat is giving out a good smell. How nice you would feel.
You would feel good yourself.
Exactly. And this blessing is given to a Jannati, Mawlana
Sahib. Subhanallah. So beautifully explained, Mawlana Sahib. And you know, the Holy Quran, dear viewers of Madani channel, The Quran mentions some of the foods that will be given in Jannah, like fruits, dry fruits, large birds, man, salwa, honey, milk, and an endless variety of delicious foods. In one narration, Munasab, I've read that when a Jannati will desire to have something to drink, as you've mentioned, it will appear in their hands. Mm. And the moment they finish, it will disappear from their hands.
Allah,
subhanAllah. This is the beauty of Jannah. The beauty of paradise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for you and I, provided that we follow the sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and continue to do good deeds. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, now we have come, we have a very beautiful kalam to listen to, which will increase our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after this kalam, we will be back to discuss further details and especially those actions which will grant one to enter paradise. So let us go forward and listen to this kalam, and we will be back soon, insha'Allah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Rahi shair Madine Mustafa nu mera salam aakhi te hath jod ke pehlo salam aakhi adab de naal mera naam aakhi salam arz karna salam arz karna salam arz karna salam arz karna musafir madine shehar jaan wale musafir madine shehar jaan wale mera mustafa nu salam arz karna tu tak tak ke o roze di jaliyanu tu tak tak ke o roze di jaliyanu tero ro ke mera salam arz karna 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 madine din it yaad aa satave madine din it yaad aa satave mere dil nu ik pal vi na chain aave mere dil nu na chain aave khuda waaste ae madine de rahi khuda waaste ae madine de rahi mere dil di halat tamam arz karna mera mustafa nu salam arz karna mera mustafa salam arz karna 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 suno meri zari madine bula lo suno meri zari madine bula lo ya dil nu hi mere madina bana do ya dil nu hi mere madina bana do مدینے شہر تو بڑی دور آقا مدینے شہر تو بڑی دور آقا تڑپ دائے تیرا غلام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ سلام عرض کرنا
سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا
ہے گزریے وچ تانگ دے عمر ساری ہے گزریے وچ تانگ دے عمر ساری مقدر دے مارے دی آئی نواری مقدر دے مارے دی آئی نواری تو دربار محبوب رب الاولا تے تو دربار محبوب رب الاولا تے بلاوے لئی میرا وینا مرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ سلام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا
سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا
او دل سونا رب جانے کدو آوڑا اے کد آمنا جدو میں بھی روزے تے جامنا جدو میں بھی روزے تے جامنا جے ہو سکے روزے تے میرے بھی ولوں جے ہو سکے روزے تے میرے بھی ولوں گھڑی پل صلاۃ و سلام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا
سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. What a beautiful kalam. These are the type of kalams that increases our love for Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Coming back to our topic of discussion, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we've discussed so far regarding the different beverages of Jannah, the different foods of Jannah, and so many other stuff, the houses, the buildings of Jannah, how are they made, the trees of Jannah. And now, inshallah, we will discuss the hoods, the maidens of paradise, the maidens of Jannah. It is mentioned that, and every man in paradise will have at least two wives from the Hurul Ain. And these are the Hurul Ain, they are heavenly maidens with beautiful and large eyes. So the Hur, the heavenly maidens, it's mentioned that they would wear 70 layers of clothes. But the marrow of their calves will still be visible through them and will appear like red wine in a white glass. Subhanallah. And this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them like rubies. If a hole is made in a ruby and a string is placed through it, so that string will be visible from the outside through the ruby. Allahu Akbar. So a man will be able to see his reflection in her face, in the face of the hoor, more clearly than in a mirror. Allah, Allah. And the lowest ranked pearl she wears, that would illuminate every single thing from the east to the west. When a person will enter Jannah, two hoors standing towards his head and feet will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the sound of their voices will be unlike anything anybody has ever heard, subhanallah. So, Murasab, now let us go towards the rides, towards the transportations of Jannah. And in this regard, Murasab, the transportations of this dunya, we see that a person wants that kind of a car, wants that latest car, you know, that electronic car. People have so many desires, and everyone desires to have, you know, a good car. And sometimes jealousy occurs for that. One person doesn't want the other person to have that nice car, wants him to come down in life. Hmm. And, you know, the transportations of this world, we pay for it. You know, we have to fill our car, put petrol in it, and then we can move. Expenses go there as well. But in Jannah, what are the rides and the transportations for the dwellers of Jannah?
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Once again, Mawlana Sahib, and everything is so amazing about Jannah, from the clothing to the food, the beverages, the sceneries of Jannah. Everything is something as if you had never seen or never experienced in life. Likewise with the transportation as well. Wahan ke liye, you're not going to be depending on your cars and buses and other transportation. Rather, when food is presented to you, the moment you think about it, likewise, the moment a Jannati desires and wishes to go to a certain place in Jannah, automatically he will be able to fly to that place. He would land himself there just by thinking that he needs to go there. One narration explains that something as a flying carpet would appear before him.
Allah,
he would reside upon that, and that flying carpet would take him and go there. So there are different levels. All of this depends upon the taqwa, piety, and the deeds of the person that he had performed.
Right.
Since depending on that, they will be given places to stay in Jannah upon your actions, right? And it is such that even the lower Jannati, the one on the lower level of Jannah, after he sees those above him, he would assume that he has more than the people above him.
Allah,
Allahu Akbar. Allah. Seeing the blessings that those above him have, he would assume that he has more than them. Subhanallah. That's Allahu Akbar. That moment would be lengthy as a Friday in the week for us, like how we have on a Jummah day.
Right.
And Allah Kareem would then reveal his tajalli in the garden areas of Jannah.
Subhanallah.
And then people will be seated in such a way and position that every person would be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And this is the greatest gift for a Jannati, Mulana Sahib, that the door that you knocked on all your life, after you close your physical eyes, you will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah when you enter into Jannah, inshallah. So this is the greatest gift for the Jannati, that they will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Kareem would reveal himself to the Jannati.
Subhanallah. So beautifully explained, Mulana Sahib. These are all the blessings and the bounties in Jannah, to your viewers of Madani channel, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for you and I. So, we are in this dunya, we are in this world, and this world, it is temporary. Don't fall for the love of this world. This world and everything in it, it will come to an end. Don't fall for it. Rather, work in this world, live in this dunya, not for this world, but live in this world for the hereafter, for the akhirah. And now, dear viewers of Madani channel, as you know, time is always of the essence, and we have reached almost towards the end of our beautiful episode with just 1 or 2 minutes remaining. And inshallah, Murasab, is there any parting words that you may enlighten us with, inshallah?
Let's ask for Jannah, Murasab Sahib. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. It is the verse of the Quran that we should hasten towards that Jannah, which is so great, subhanallah. So Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for paradise 3 times in a day. Allahu Akbar. And he says, oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, grant me Jannah 3 times a day. So Jannah itself will ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for that person to be admitted into Jannah.
Subhanallah.
The one who seeks refuge in Allah Azza wa Jalla from the hellfire, then even the hellfire would say, Allah Azza wa Jalla, protect him from entering into Jannah, into the hellfire. So this is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the end, I would also like to say, Mulana Sahib, that whenever you ask for Jannah, then ask for Jannatul Firdaus.
Subhanallah.
Ulama Ikram state the reason for this is because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself will be in Jannatul Firdaus. Thus, if you see Amir al-Sunnah Hazrat Allama Mulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Radhavi, Damat Barakatuhul Aliyah, he always makes dua. Oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, admit us into Jannatul Firdaus without any hisab or kitab, without any accountability. So whenever we make dua, make dua to be admitted into Jannatul Firdaus,
which is
the level of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Inshallah. Well, the viewers of Madani Channel, there you have it. So take lessons from this and work in this world towards the hereafter. These were the interesting facts that we have heard. Until next time, we will be back, inshallah. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom. Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.